May 28th is World Hunger Day. And here to tell us about a new initiative of the National Philoptical Society is their assistant treasurer and chairwoman of the drive, Georgia Litas. Georgia, welcome.
Thank you.
Philoptikos translates, for those who don't know the Greek language, friends of the poor. So tell us a little bit about the Ladies Philoptikos Society for our listeners who aren't familiar with the ministry.
Sure. Philoptos is the Women's Philanthropic Society of the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America. It fulfills its mission to help the poor, the hungry, the victims of disasters through its national and metropolis boards and its 26,000 members and more than 400 active chapters in the United States.
Is that one of the largest, if not the largest, women's philanthropic organization?
We believe it's the largest Christian women's organization,
well, that's wonderful. Yes. That's wonderful. Well, let's talk about the new initiative for 2015. What is that?
Okay. Our new initiative is that our national president, Maria Logos, wants to get back to basics by involving the entire community. She wants us to involve our husbands, our children, our friends, and other organizations such as Goya, Sunday School, in tangible, hands-on philanthropy. Maria has challenged chapters across the country to band together and provide a total of 250,000 meals on the national level from this January that just passed up into next year's biennial clergy laity. We want to spread the word about the initiative to inspire others to start or expand a program providing meals to those in need. It's amazing, in such a rich country such as the United States, it's hard to believe that one in five children are from food insecure households. It's just startling.
It certainly is. Now, let's talk about how you plan to do this. I'm sure this is going to be done in phases. It can't be done
once. That's what we did. We set it out into three phases. I think it's easier for the chapters to follow. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're in phase one, and what we're doing is we're gathering information down from chapters' experiences and information, such as how they accomplish it, where, when, how often, mm-hmm. and how many people they reach during each outreach date. During this phase one, we're also spotlighting chapters who have an established program, and we want to share their good works. Actually, this is my favorite part, to put the spotlight on places where the initiative has been working. Isn't it great for volunteers to see their work showcased for all of us to see?
Okay, so how about when, where is it going to start, how often, how many people? Do we know those things?
No. As far as right now, what we're doing is we're just gathering the information. When we have gathered that information and we go to the next phase, that's going to be phase two.
All right.
That's when we're going to get the help from our liaisons. They've gathered this information. They're going to kind of put it together. Mm-hmm. And then what we're going to do is share it with all our chapters. We're going to give them a kind of how-to.
Okay.
We're going to outline various ways that the successful chapters do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be kind of like a step-by-step manual that they can follow. And then we'll also keep featuring many different chapters via the In the Spotlight section on our website and in the media. This will hopefully inspire other chapters to want to participate.
Good. Well, as always, OCN is there to help you and to partner with you and to share with the millions of people that are listening to us all over the world. So we look forward really to following this and to promoting it for you to get more interest.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, definitely want to do that.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much.
I know that we had done it here at the church. We did once a feeding program, and frankly, it didn't succeed. We did another one, which was a brown bag program, mm-hmm. because we live across from a park, Holiday Park,
mm-hmm.
St. Demetrius Church, which is the house of the Orthodox Christian Network. Had started a program like this, and then we had so many people coming that they were throwing the garbage everywhere. But frankly, the problem was we didn't plan appropriately for it.
Right.
So I'm glad to see that you're taking this in steps. It's certainly something that must be done. There are too many people out there who are hungry, and in a country like this, like you said, that's an amartia. That's a sin as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it is. You know what? It was amazing because when we first started, we said, okay, we're going to gather information. And, we thought we'd get a little bit, from here and from there. And it's amazing. It's like people all over the country are actually doing this.
That's right.
And by having the liaisons gather this information, we're going to have like just such a large data bank that we can share with all of our chapters that they can pick and choose what works for them. It's not going to be a one size fits all. Whatever fits for your works for your chapter, that's what you're going to choose to do.
Makes sense. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about stage three or phase three.
Okay, phase three will be hopefully to reach or surpass our goal of providing those 250,000 meals. But also, we would like to have every chapter have some type of program where they feed the people who really need the food.
Okay.
But of course, it's going, as you just said, it will depend on the needs in their area. They have to choose a type of program that's going to work for them.
Okay. And let's go for a final question to who is the Spotlight community? Who's going to be the first one?
Well, the first one we've put on our website, it's St. Andrew the Apostle Greek Orthodox Church in St. Luis Obispo, California.
Mm-hmm.
Once a month, they serve a hot breakfast at a Prado Center.
Mm-hmm.
What was great about there, because we get the, gather the information, and as I was reading it, they had a great idea. They involve their entire community. They post a sign-up sheet during coffee fellowship, and people can sign up to bring the needed items, or they can actually sign up to help that day.
That's
and I thought this was such a great idea. Not only will they get more people involved, but what a great way to publicize what they're doing. I mean, if you want to read more on them, it's on our website. We have their full story on their website.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's actually philoptos.org, where you can also track our progress. You'll see a thermometer, and we're tracking our progress towards our goal of providing those 250,000 meals.
That's great. That's great, Georgia. Listen, this sounds amazing. Thank you for being with us today. Is there anything more you'd like to add to you?
I mean, as far as you talked about starting, what came to my mind was a Greek saying that we have. The Greeks say, fasuli, fasuli, imitetos akouli. It kind of translates, not literally, but it kind of means like small steps. Keep taking those small steps and you reach your goal.
That's right.
That's what we're hoping our chapters do. They take those small steps to reach their goal. And if I may share there was such a poignant quote from this community in St. Luis Obispo. This is to quote them. We do realize that when serving in a special ministry like this, that the blessings flow both ways. Regardless of which side of the counter you are standing on, you are blessing the person on the other side, and they are blessing you. And back and forth, the blessings flow. I think this quote really sums up our work, the work of Philoptos.
Absolutely. Very, very true. Georgia, again, thank you. Give our best to your national president, Maria Logos, and know that OCN is at your side to help you promote this event.
Thank you.